Hello folks, it is me. I'm in the Gold Crest Lounge of Singapore Airlines here at Changi Airport in Singapore. It's a very nice lounge, and I just thought I'd take this little opportunity to try and summarise 56 days of content in 5 minutes. It's been a really, really, really amazing trip. Yeah, sure, it's been expensive. Sure, there's been a lot of travel, a lot of flights, a lot of waiting around. There's been the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. But I think I know what Christina was talking about when she was talking about post-cruise depression. Because, yeah, I'm starting to suffer that right now, as a matter of fact. I know that in about 3.5 hours, I'll be getting on a jet plane and heading back home and to my normal life and everything like that. And, you know, I need my normal life to be able to finance what it is that I'm doing. But it's just so hard because over the time of the trip, I know there's been some people who have had good relationships with me that I've known for years, and it's always great to see them. People such as Shauno and Jen, and people such as Justin and Jamie, always good to see those guys. Not that I get to do it as often as I would, of course, not being in the same country. And then there's all the people that I met via things such as New Media Expo and 70,000 tons of metal. Absolutely great to meet so many people. I'm not going to list all the people that I've met, all the people who have had some sort of influence on this trip. They know who they are, and they mostly know how I feel about them. So even though there's going to be, you know, an ocean between us, well, basically there is an ocean between us now. You know, we have the internet. I will be back for 70,000 tons of metal next year. I think I'm just going to do a fly out sort of thing, fly in, fly out, but also not be in such a rush to get in and get out of Miami, or as the case will be next year, Fort Lauderdale. There's definitely some pre-partying to be done and some post-partying to be done. If that will help the post-cruise depression, I'm not sure. Of course, I'm still buzzing from it, and some of the things that happened on 70,000 tons of metal, and for that matter, New Media Expo. Even though the music didn't grab me as much as it did last year on 70,000 tons, the relationships that I've been able to build up from that, the relationships I've been able to build up from New Media Expo in particular, those two major events have been absolutely awesome. And it's also awesome to meet for the first time people that I'd been corresponding with for quite some time, people like Captain Jeff, for instance. You know, really good to be able to meet him on a couple of occasions, and so many more. As I said, I shouldn't really single anyone out. So many interesting experiences, so many fun times that will be with me for years. You know, I'm still telling stories from the 2009 trip. I'm in 2014. So I dare say that many of the events during this trip, some have been really, really excellent. Some have been really, really bad. But overall, I think that I've had a great time, and to everyone who played some part, as I said, you know who you are. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, because it's been really, 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 really awesome, and I can't wait to continue those relationships from back home. So what have I learned from this trip? I've been away from home for nearly 2 months now. It's day 56 now as I record this, about 3 hours from jetting out from Singapore, and it'll go into day 57 by the time that I arrive back in Sydney tomorrow. So you have to have some learning experiences from this sort of thing. I know that I'm dependable, I know that I'm adaptable, and I know that, you know, I can cope with change and all that sort of thing. But, you know, there are some important lessons to learn, and some important things that I realise, and I realise that I really appreciate when people are on the same wavelength as me, and that's really good. That doesn't necessarily happen a lot, but, you know, it's good to be able to be comfortable with someone almost as soon as you meet them. And if I'm comfortable with that person from as soon as I've met them, that is usually a very, very good sign. What I've also learned is that sometimes I have to be a bit more spontaneous. My regular life back home is very regimented when it comes to things like being rostered to work, timetables and whatever. So when I'm not working, I should try to be a bit more spontaneous. For instance, my time where I was in Vegas and I'd met Soshi and I decided, you know what, fuck this, I'm going to New York. And I went to New York and I had a great time. You know, things like that. Things like just getting on a bus and just going somewhere, or just getting in the car and driving somewhere. You know, just doing something that's a little bit out of my comfort zone. Things like doing snow angels. Great stuff. And I really appreciate, you know, being with the sort of people, the like-minded people. Doesn't matter if it's people at New Media Expo, new media people, podcast people, that sort of thing, 70,000 tons of metal, metalheads and the like, fellow travellers, you know, fellow industry professionals and all that sort of thing. Even simple things like being able to know what's going on in a different country in terms of, you know, train procedures or, you know, things like that are really good. But I think the biggest lesson that I've taken from this is that, you know, sometimes I get a bit lonely for some company when it comes to, you know, things apart from being friends. And, you know, that's really hard to do. It's really hard for me to take things to the next level apart from, you know, being friends and hanging out and that sort of stuff. But there were a few occasions there during the trip where I just thought, you know, fuck it, let's just go with it and see what happens. And sometimes I have to do a bit more of that. I have to just, okay, think, okay, try it. And if it doesn't work out, well, so be it. Move on to something else. You know, by the time I spend thinking, what if, what if, what if, what if, the opportunity's passed. And then, you know, I can what if, you know, to the nth degree until the cows come home and nothing's happened, because I've just sat there going, you know, maybe I should do this, maybe I should do that, you know, and weighing up all my options. And that's partly because of work and partly because of my personality. I know I do overthink things. And so instead of like having some sort of flow chart, thinking about, you know, if I do this, this could happen, or if I do that, that could happen, maybe I should just do it instead of just thinking about doing it and weighing up all the options in my head. So they're probably the big take-home lessons. And of course, as always, you know, I do miss home. I miss my mum. And, you know, I miss all the home things that one comes to appreciate. I'm about 25 minutes away from the scheduled boarding / security time of 23:45 for a 00:45 departure. I have noticed, and hopefully we'll hear the lady over the PA shortly, there have been a lot of gate changes tonight. Now, I'm not sure if that is because they haven't told anybody what the gates are until closer to the time, or there's been a lot of gate changes. Notice, interestingly, here in the lounge, that there's no actual screens telling people when the flights are departing and from what gate, so all the announcements have been made over the PA. Now, if I was to actually leave the lounge, I would be able to find some screens that would tell you when the flights are leaving and what gate they're leaving from, etc. It just seems wrong to have a airline lounge with no information actually inside it for when the planes are leaving. That just seems to me to be a thing that you must have in the lounge. You must have the departure information that people need. Although then again, with this lounge, they also don't have a toilet here. You've got to go outside to go to the toilet as well, so I'm not necessarily surprised about that. With the security here, as I mentioned earlier, they do the security at the gates, at the gate lounges, so I actually haven't passed through security yet. Even though I did get immigration clearance to board many, many hours ago. Has been comfortable here in the lounge. Just been sitting back, relaxing. What have I been doing? I've been sitting down, relaxing, listening to some of my music podcasts on Urk FM that I haven't listened to.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's have a presentation. Please page Mr. Molly Studio. Mr. Molly Studio, please come forward to the customer service desk. Thank you.
What's happening with 231 to Sydney?
The date is at 3:04, maybe? the lounge in 5 minutes.
Boarding in 5 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, no worries. So I'll just stay here until then, I suppose.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So there we go, we have confirmation of boarding in about 5 minutes. I'm going to wait here until that boarding announcement is actually made. No, I don't think I'm going to make it to the gate by the time boarding actually starts anyway, so I might as well just wait here and then walk up to the gate. I'm near the A gates at the moment, so the B gates are probably a few minute walk away. I must remember to go to the toilet before I board the flight.
Passengers traveling on Singapore Airlines Q800 to Beijing, please take note that your boarding gate has been changed to 8:30. Thank you.
Well, it's almost 12:15. I was supposed to board half an hour ago. There's still no announcement in the lounge. I did speak to the lady about 15 minutes ago and she said, oh, 5 minutes to go. I'll make an announcement. There hasn't been an announcement yet. She is on the phone to someone. So I guess I'll wait and see what happens when she gets off the phone. The plane is due to leave in half an hour, so I better think about heading down to the gate. Would really help if they had information screens in here. All the technology, all the money they've spent in this place, and yet there's no information screens in the lounge. There's only the one in front of the person working the front desk of the lounge, and only they can see it. So now she's talking to some people who possibly need to fix the air conditioning. I know from my experience with the fire service, there was a guy just taking the temperature. So she's looking at the screen, tapping on the keyboard. She's writing something down. Pressing some buttons on the computer. There's quite a few people still in here. I'll have to have a look and see if there's any more rescue flights other than mine to go, because all of these people could possibly be here for the same flight. Still showing as before. Let's go find out. Hello, has 231 started to board?
Going to
Sydney, 231.
It's boarding too.
That's boarding? Okay.
Port, to the left.
To the left? Thank you. Lucky I didn't wait for an announcement. To the left, to the left. So there's probably other people sitting there also waiting for an announcement. You shouldn't have to go up to them and say, is my flight boarding? As a simple thing, many other airports have got it. I'm not sure if this is a Singapore problem or if this is an airport problem, but considering that this is supposedly the best airport in the world, not to have a departure screen, gate closing. not what I need to be stuck in Singapore.
Hello,
I made it.
Just and think you're right.
Sure, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Dirty 73. Yes.
Hello.
How are you? Hello, how are you?
No worries.
I didn't think I was in this one. Didn't think I was in the suites.
Immigration form.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
On the plane, I'm in my seat, and I will see you when I get into Sydney. Oh, not a bad seat, this one. Little economy compartment upstairs. Haven't been upstairs on an A380 before that I can remember. I'm pretty sure I was main deck when I flew the A380 on Qantas, and I know I was main deck on both the Singapore flights. So to be upstairs is interesting. Still economy, but hey, I've got the road to myself at the moment, which is good. Okay, so the gate should be closing now. Boarding on the screen was being shown as midnight. We're due to push back in 10 minutes.
Usted escucha un podcast en el canal ERC. El ERC ha sido podcasting desde 2007 y desde entonces, él ha entregado muchas horas de música de calidad y conversación todos gratis. Allí no han sido semanales 15 minutos publicidades audibles, patrocinios o llama a la acción para proporcionar la ayuda financiera a ERC durante periodo de este 7 año. Desde 2009, ERC ha registrado episodios podcast de alrededor del mundo de alrededor de 25 países. Él siempre le tomaba a lo largo para el paseo. Si usted disfruta de ERC contento, asegura usted, sensación libre de mostrarle un poco de amor y decir a sus amigos. El cuidado de al menos tres podcasts que por semana van con el olor de un trapo aceitoso no paga a las cuentas, pero una pequeña contribución mensual opcional de usted puede ayudar. El chasquido en el Patreon une en el show notes para hacer una contribución mensual de su opción. Los donantes recibirán el contenido de ERC exclusivo que no estará disponible en un podcast. Estas contribuciones ayudarán a ERC a mantener el equipo y el canal a menudo usado estudio de ERC.
You are listening to a podcast on channel ERC. ERC has been podcasting since 2007 and since then, he has delivered many hours of quality music and talk all for free. There have not been weekly 15-minute audible commercials, sponsorships or calls to action to provide financial assistance to ERC during this 7-year period. Since 2009, ERC has recorded podcast episodes from around the world from around 25 countries. He has always taken you along for the ride. If you enjoy the content ERC provides for you, feel free to show him some love and tell your friends. Keeping at least 3 podcasts a week going with the smell of an oily rag doesn't pay the bills, but a small optional monthly contribution from you may help. Click on the Patreon link on the show notes to make a monthly contribution of your choice. Contributors will receive exclusive ERC content that will not be available on a podcast. These contributions will help ERC maintain equipment and the often used channel ERC Studio.
Wake me up for when she woke me up for this breakfast. I just said, hey, thank you, and asked her, would be really good to be able to get some eye shades. And she came back with eye shades, and it was really awesome. Almost home, dudes, almost home.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Tan. Very shortly we shall commence our descent for Sydney International. Weather is reportedly good. Ground temperature of 28 degrees Celsius. And we should be touching down at 11:15 a.m. of Singapore Airlines and the crew operating on board, I'd like to thank you for traveling with us. We trust you've had a pleasant flight and wish you a very pleasant day ahead. Thank you. Cabin crew, prepare for arrival.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as we are landing shortly, please return to your seats. Put your seat back upright and secure your tray table, handset, and footrest. Window shades should also be drawn up. Please also ensure that your hand luggage is clear stowed. We'll be collecting the headset shortly. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please return to your seats, put your seat back upright and fasten your seat belt. Secure your tray table, headset and footrest. Make sure your window shades are drawn up. All mobile phones and electric devices, including laptops, must not be turned off. As a safety requirement, please also note where the emergency exits are located. Please note that the in-flight entertainment system will be automatically turned off upon landing. Thank you.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key? I see Esk, Katarl, and Pigga. There doesn't seem to be any key. Oof. All this computer hacking is making me thirsty. I think I'll order a tab. Oh, no time for that now. The computer's starting.
Hello. You'll have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel.
I wash my hand from the boss's blood. Then I say,
on Wednesday, the 26th of February. The temperature is 28 degrees Celsius, 82 degrees Fahrenheit. You may use your mobile phones and tablets now. However, please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened until the seatbelt sign is turned off. When leaving the aircraft, please take care when opening the overhead compartments and check that you have not left anything behind on your seats and your seat's pocket. If you need assistance at the airport, please approach our ground staff after disembarkation. It's been a pleasure serving you. Thank you for flying Singapore Airlines, a member of Star Alliance.
And I have arrived. Good morning, Sydney. Back on home turf. Just landed 11:15 in the morning. I am here. I'm here, I've arrived. It's bittersweet because, of course, you know, it's good to be home. And it's sad not to be travelling. But then again, there's some things that I won't miss, like carrying luggage around or battling with staff at the airport. Been a great trip, and thank you for coming along with me.
gentlemen, Captain Tan. The parking bay that's allocated for us is at the present moment still occupied. And as such, we have to hold at our present position until it is free. This will take us another 10 to 15 minutes. I do apologize for this inconvenience. Please be patient. And if there's any changes, we'll let you know as soon as possible. Thank you for your attention. Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Tan again. My sincere apologies, but the gate that's allocated to us apparently is not working as far as the guidance system is concerned, and therefore we have to hold at our present position again. Hopefully this will not take more than 5 minutes. In the meantime, please remain seated until the seatbelt signs has been switched off. Thank you for your cooperation.
Could also be sound, please. Thank you.
are you here? No, you're not here. Are you serious? You're here? Okay, wait. Right. Right. Okay, I'll be there in my 15 minutes.
Okay, cue the poor security music. Do 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 do. I'm off the plane. I don't think customs and border protection will have the amount of filled in my inbound passenger card, which I don't have yet, by the way, because they ran out on the plane. If I filled it in using a Sharpie. It's not much of a old place. Cue the border security music. Do 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 do. I'm off the plane. I don't think customs and border protection will have the amount of time filled in my inbound passenger card, which I don't have yet, by the way, because they ran out on the plane. If I filled it in using a Sharpie. Uh,
It's not much of a view of the place, is it? Was interesting. I found out that people coming in from the US, the UK and Singapore can join people from Australia and New Zealand using the e-passport gates back at the airport. But when it comes down to hello cute ladies with sniffer dogs, but when it comes down to Australians, for instance, using smart card technology at US airports, no can do. And I was a little bit surprised Singapore's on the list as well. Got through border protection, no problem at all. Straight down the we don't need to inspect your bag sign, which was great. Straight through, not a problem. From plane to, you know, out in about 20 minutes. I guess the longest bit was waiting for my bags, and because I was priority baggage, didn't even have to wait too long for that really. Just walked to the baggage, waited a couple of minutes, and out through customs and border protection in quarantine. One thing that I'm pissed about though is that when you usually walk through the arrivals hall and then out to where the public meet you, there's usually all these signs, you know, saying g'day, welcome home, welcome to Sydney, blah 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 blah. On this occasion, no, there's signs telling you about Chinese New Year, which has finished already. The Chinese New Year festival finished in about the first or second week of February, and it's now the end of February, and they've still got signs saying up, you know, come to Chinese New Year from the city of Sydney. This is Australia. When I come home, I want to be welcomed home. So, yeah, that was rather interesting. It wouldn't be so bad if they were trying to advertise for a current event, but that event's been over for almost 3 weeks. I don't care what the event is.
least they've got some sort of banner at the other entrance, but that's still not the point. You're right, no problem. My train will be here shortly. A Waratah has just arrived, heading away from the city. Hopefully there'll be a nice Waratah waiting for me when I arrive back. I so don't know where they're up to in relation to delivering these trains or anything like that. Interesting one, when I was coming onto the airport station, I came onto the airport station and I just passed through the barrier, and the female station assistant, she says to me, or customer service attendant, though, what we call these days, customer service attendant says to me, "Hello, sir, do you know where you're going?" And I says, "Yeah, I hope I know where I'm going. I'd like to think so. I'm actually a driver." And she goes, "Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you know where you're going then. Have a good day." Obviously, she couldn't tell because I've got luggage and I'm wearing a Portland Winterhawks jersey, and, you know, obviously she wouldn't know any different, but yeah, I just thought that was funny. But it's good on her that she's being proactive and trying to help people. That's really awesome. So my train should be here in a couple of minutes. I've got one train to get to Central and then one train home. I should be on the 118 train out of Central. And so that'll put me home just after 2, which is probably an hour of what I thought it would be. I wasn't expecting to get through customs and border protection that quickly, but I did. You know, most of the troops, when I come back from international, they don't actually put me through the rigorous border security tests, yeah, or the quarantine examinations. Especially coming from, although they wouldn't have known where I came from, they do profiling, and their profile would have been, "Oh, hang on, he looks Australian, we don't have so much to worry about, and here's my train." And it is a Waratah. Sweet!
clear.
This is home. I am home. I am home. It is raining. It doesn't matter. It is Thursday, the 27th of February 2014. I am home. Slept in my very own bed for the first time this year, and it was absolutely amazing. I thought for my final message I would bring you some stats from the trip, courtesy of the flight tracker that I have, courtesy of Australian Frequent Flyer. So I thought I'd bring you the stats of how many people or how many flights that I did and etc. Of course, this doesn't include all the train trips that I did, the 70,000 tons of metal cruise, the bus trips and everything else that I did. But I can tell you with some stats, the amount of flying that I did, and I certainly did do a lot of flying. I did 22 segments, 50,680 kilometres, and 3 days, 5 hours and 1 minute of actual flying. I was on 7 Boeing 737-800s, 3 Airbus A380s, 3, or sorry, we'll make that 5 MD-88 MD-90s, 2 Airbus A319s, 2 Airbus A320s, 2 de Havilland Dash 400s, 2 Embraer EMB-120s, 1 Boeing 777-300ER, 1 E-75 and 1 Boeing 757, 11 flights on ACMI, 3 on Alaska, 3 on Singapore, 2 on Virgin America, 2 on United and 1 on Virgin Australia, 7 times through Atlanta Airport, 5 times through Miami, 4 times through LAX, 4 times through San Francisco and Seattle, 2 through Sydney, 2 through Chicago Midway, 2 for Narita, 2 for Changi, 2 for McCarran International at Vegas, 2 from Portland International, 2 Minneapolis St. Paul, 2 from SLO, 2 JFK, 1 Walla Walla, and 1 Tri-Cities Airport. So to end up, thank you everyone for listening. I'm now doing the thing that I don't like doing after a trip, unpacking and washing 43 pounds of washing, although I'd have to wash all of them. And here's a little something for you for the end. That's from one of my Japanese train toy money boxes where you just press the front and it makes the noise. Thank you to everybody for listening. Thank you for heaps of people for their hospitality during the trip, their commenting, their hospitality, their friendship. Too many people to mention in this 29 seconds. But keep in contact with me via Erkpod on Twitter.
and also Facebook and everything like that. See photos on Flickr. Follow everything that I'm doing in podcasting at channelerk.com. Until next time, thank you for listening and good night, Interweb. I'm home.